They were there. Well, we are indeed very pleased to be back here again tonight. It has been over 3 years since we've all shared the stairs together. And every time we go apart and come back together, it is different. You would think that there would be nothing left to discover about each other with a band that's been together as long as we have. But it would seem that there are quite a few chapters left in the book of Fleetwood Mac. Now, one thing we thought would be very cool to do this time before hitting the road was to go in the studio, and we did that. We cut a whole bunch of new stuff. We're not quite sure how it's all going to fit together, but one thing we did do was put out an EP a few weeks back, and we're very excited about that. And we're also very excited to share a couple of new songs with you, and this is one of them. It's called Sad Angel. Silence in the room.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Well, there is a, I guess you could call it a rule of thumb, an axiom that exists in the music business that goes something like this. If it works, run it into the ground and move on. Now, in other words, identify the formula of something. Use it up, exploit it, and then find something else. And now that is probably a very good notion from a business standpoint. It is not a good axiom to follow if you are aspiring to be an artist in the long term. And consequently, there have been a couple of occasions when Fleetwood Mac has had to undermine, subvert, that particular axiom, and the most notable example would be the album called Tusk. I like that. I have often said I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when the executives at Warner Brothers Records first put on the Tusk album and listened to it in the boardroom, because clearly it was not what they were expecting and very likely was not what they wanted. But time has revealed not only the content of that album, but as importantly, the reason why it was done. And so we are going to celebrate the Tusk album tonight with a few songs. And this is one of them. Yeah.
Don't say that you love me. Thank you. That song has not been done on stage on this tour since 1981.
Thank you.
Yeah, this next song is one that is particularly significant to me because it is about transition. The song itself began as an ensemble piece. It was a single from Tango in the Night, but it evolved into a single guitar and voice piece. It became something of a template for other things to follow. So in that way, it's about transition. But also, if you look at the lyric of the song, and this was written back in 1987, I think, so before you were born, right? Yeah. 89. The song pretty accurately described the person that I was at that time. One of the lines in the song, one of the lyrics is, looking out for love. Well, but I was not looking for love. I was looking out, pushing back, defending against love. And happily, with the passage of time, that description has really just become an echo. And so I guess where this song may have begun as a kind of contemplation on the alienation, for me now it's become more meditation on the power and the importance of change. Thank you.
I'd like to dedicate this next song to Joe Thomas and his family of four beautiful women, three daughters and a beautiful wife, and they're such close friends of ours, and also to Chavi. This is a song that came from 1973 and really became a cornerstone and secret bank in my little heart over many years to my man. So, on top of all that, it goes out to all of you. It's called Mindset. this next song has caused us much laughter on the airplanes after these shows because the introduction to it started out about like a minute and a half, and the song probably 3 minutes, and has worked itself up to a half hour. But trying to shorten it is harder than leaving it as it was, but I shall try tonight. One day in 1970, I wrote a poem about Lindsay and I up in San Francisco. And it was probably the most beautiful poem that I ever wrote about the two of us. And obviously, as he will talk to later about how difficult it became later, it was not difficult when this poem was written. Everything was just easy and beautiful, and we were young and crazy and nuts, and everything was difficult and hard to do, but we were having a great time trying to figure it out together, and that's what this poem was about. So anyway, poem went in a drawer, and Lindsay and I decided to go to Los Angeles. I think I must have grabbed the poem along with many others, and we hopped in his Skylark and drove to LA to get a record deal. So we did, and we made this great record called Buckingham Nicks. And then the record company, 3 months later, dropped the record, and Lindsay and I were speechless, devastated, we can't even imagine. We had no idea what to do. We were broke, so what would, what do struggling musicians do? They start another record, and they beg somebody to give them some free time in the studio, which we got. So we think that we put the poem to music in 1974 when we started our second Buckingham Nicks record. And that it was probably one of the first two or three songs that we made really good demos for the coming record. And then, this is where I forget where I am in the story.
Obviously!
It's true, it happens every night. So, and then, Lizzie, and then what happened? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we started the second album. And we were in the early stages of that when we ran into this guy.
Right. Well, we didn't exactly run into him. We were in Sound City doing our record, and Mick came out there and heard some songs off of the Buckingham Nicks record. And he was actually looking for a place to make a record, but he was also looking for, okay, this is where my story really gets messed up. Really, seriously, I'm just completely screwed now. So, okay. Really, I am. I'm completely, I'm starting to sweat. All right, okay. Demos, of which this was one. And then Mick Fleetwood heard some of our music, and he wants to remind me, this is it, here we are. He wanted to remind me, to always remind you, that one of the things that attracted him to us was the way that we sang together as a, and I just thought this is the last show, we kind of were like a triangle, it's his guitar playing and our two voices. He plays in very much in counterpoint to what we do when we're singing. And this is special, it's different than anybody else. And Mick said, remind the audience that this is one of the things that attracted me to you guys when I first, heard music. And I'm like, okay, great. So for the first 3 weeks, this is the story I'm telling. And then one night, Lindsay Buckingham says to me, that's really not what happened. What happened is this. Mick Fleetwood was looking for a lead guitarist. Nowhere in the world lead guitarist does it say lead guitarist and hippie girlfriend. Take it easy.
Well, I was very complimented by Mick's offer, but being in love with Stevie and loyal to her, I said, Mick, if you take me, you gotta take my girlfriend too.
to what? The slate clean here. And to end the story, I would like to thank my boys up here. First of all, Vince Buckingham, thank you for taking me with you into Fleetwood Mac on this wild ride. I would like to thank you, Mr. Mick Fleetwood. Oh, Caterpillar Events and Women, for asking Lindsay and me, you know, by proxy, to join your magnificent band. And I would also like to thank Mr. John Murphy, because I could just hear him in the background saying, "Just bring the girl!" See, it was really, really long, this story. Anyway, the song is called Without You. It is on our own EP, and it is, we're going to do it just about exactly as it was then in 1974.
Yeah. Thank you. Chicago! You guys are the best! Thank you for coming today! Yorkshire is always the center of the world.
much fun was it in by all? Little hands have exploded. So, with no more ado, make you welcome the lads and lasses that share the stage with us in Fleetwood Mac many a night and oft, and indeed near and oft. With no more ado, make all welcome, but one by one, starting with Miss Sharon Salami on background vocals. Miss Lori Nix. On guitar and vocals, a handsome young English man, Mr. Neil Hayward. Right next to Neil there, on a myriad, a mountain of keyboards, and a massive Hammond organ besides, guitar, vocals, long-standing with Fleetwood Mac, make welcome Mr. Brett Tuggle! Oh, yeah. Gentleman actually never gets to leave the stage for even 30 seconds, so not like us bunch, once in a while we creep off. Make welcome our mentor, our inspiration, Mr. Lindsay Buckingham! Make welcome every night our lady, our poet, Miss Stevie Nicks! Backbone of Fleetwood Mac, Mr. John McMahon! Oh yeah! Thank you so much!
Thank you. Oh.
Well, we are going to do one more song and get out of here. But, you know, I have to say again, we love Chicago. You guys are the best. You're an absolute pleasure to spend the evening with. This last song is something that I wrote about, well, I guess it was about 10 years ago for the album Say You Will. It was written at a time when much of what had happened in the band, much of what had happened between Stevie and myself, was behind us. I think it's safe to say also that probably really, most of the illusions that we may have held in the early days have fallen away. That is not a bad thing. We obviously need illusions in order to dream, but other times you need to discard illusions in order to grow. And that's what this song is about. It is a song about faith, a song about resolve for the future, and a song about acceptance. This is called Say Goodbye. For the things that were right, now I finally found my way. Now I know just what to do. What you said about me, say goodbye to you. Well, it's so hard to find your way when the light has come around. Still, it happens every day. So let it get you down. What you said.
Just tell you one of my crazy thoughts that races around my head since we've been on this tour is that, you know, you guys are, as we say in Arizona, the dream catchers. We write these songs, we struggle, we suffer, we cry, we throw them out to you, you suffer, you cry, you throw them back to us, but you listen to them. Go Your Own Way, Landslide, Never Going Back Again, Rihanna. You listen as if it's the first time you had ever heard these songs, and you have done them for 35 years. We as artists do not notice this. This is the most special thing. You really can't even imagine how special it is. For all these many years, for people to still love our songs and our music. And I want you to know that we'll never forget you. We'll never forget this night here in Chicago. We wish you love. We want you to be happy. We want you to save the world. It all starts here. Thank you so much. Good night.
We have had a ball! Thank you so very much, both Stevie and Lindsay, in their different ways at certain points tonight, have basically said the following. We are so blessed to be doing what we're still doing and loving doing it. And without you, we cannot do it. Thank you so much. There would not be a night anywhere in this world that we have played without saying goodnight in the following way. Take care of yourselves. And more importantly, in the crazy world we live in, be kind to one another. We love you, sir. And remember, the merch is burned.